Often I get calls from people who are in the middle of a tax-deferred exchange or they're considering it, and they've taught themselves enough or they've heard just enough tax talk to think they know what they're doing, and they have the timelines right. But here's one of the real ambushes waiting I've seen over the years many times. It's when sometime in your life you get to a point where you have a lot of equity in one of your properties, maybe even free and clear. And it dawns on you, I can buy more property because I can refinance. There's no taxes on the money I pull out. As a matter of fact, you've been told it's not even a taxable event. We like that. So let's say you have a $500,000 property and you get a loan for $250,000 because it's free and clear. It's a 50% loan. You're being safe. So you did that maybe in June. The following spring, you decide it's time to get out of where you are because you want to go into that hot new Texas property you've been reading about there. So you list your property for sale. It's actually worth a little bit more than $500 now. So after all the selling costs and everything, you'll probably net $500 minus your new loan balance. What happens is this. You dot all your I's, you cross all your T's. You get identify all the property in the 45 days or less, and you close it within 180 days of when your original property closed escrow. Not a problem. Problem. The IRS is maybe more likely than not these days going to red flag your tax return because you did a 1031 exchange. That makes you a bad guy sometimes right off. Usually that audit is in and out. You don't even have to show up. Your CPA grumbles. He charges you $150 and you're done. Here's the problem. They're going to see the previous year that you did that refinance. It's not taxable, you scream. Well, it wasn't until you did a 1031. Now they're going to say, you're a bad, bad guy because you did that refinance in anticipation. And that's the key phrase, in anticipation of shortly thereafter doing a tax-deferred exchange, such that you would be able to avoid your tax bill. Now, you didn't do that. As a matter of fact, except for the $50,000 used RV you bought, you spent the other $200,000 on more property. That's not going to matter. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to take that $250,000 and they're going to call it boot. Now, we don't need to talk about boot today. It's not a good thing to have in an exchange. They're going to tax it, and they're going to tax all of that $250,000. If you're fortunate, they're going to call that a capital gain. They may tax it as ordinary income. It depends on what happened. At the very minimum, if you make under $450,000 on your job, what's going to happen is you're going to pay roughly $30,000, $40,000 minimum just because you did that. And that's why do-it-yourselfers should never do tax-deferred exchanges, because for every 10 rules you know, there's one you've never heard of, and that's the one that's going to catch you while you're sleeping. I really hope this helped. This is Jeff Brown, the Ball Guy. I'll see you next time out.